When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What are we doing?
Well, wait a minute. That's not on me.
Who's it on?
Lakin.
It is on Lakin, mostly, for sure. But
it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We didn't know we were back because now, let me ask you this. The program director was in here talking to us.
Yeah.
When I was program director at WIP, would I ever come into the studio and distract you during your show?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I just want to throw that out there. When we're doing WIP program director rankings, I just want to.
There's been what, four?
No, there's been more than four. Well, there's Bigby, there's Bloom. Officially, Satellano was program director. Yeah. It was a fraudulent program director.
You forgot Tom Lee.
Tom Lee.
Tom Lee is the one who hired me.
Yeah, Tom Lee was in between Bigby
and
Bloom.
Andy. Yep.
Yeah, right.
Tom Lee hired me, and I never saw him again.
That's a good.
Unbelievable.
Good.
It's literally like a week or two later, they were like, yeah, he left. I was like, what?
It worked out okay.
Yeah, it did. It
did. He did one good thing.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you're in. We'll get you on as much as we can, and we'll figure out what to do. He's going to do some part-time stuff, like some weekend stuff.
Yeah.
Back then in the summer. I swear, like a week or two later, it was like, yeah, Tom Lee left. I mean, didn't tell anybody, didn't tell me or anything.
It's like the Mike Lombardi of WIP. Brought in Ike Reese,
yeah.
And then...
Next time I know I'm meeting some guy from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Andy Bloom.
That's when Andy was
there. Yeah, that's when Andy came in. Yeah.
All right. It is time.
Tom Lee.
Every Wednesday at 4:30 for the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Ranking.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Now, this is heating up in that the Eagles Insider of the Year Award is given 1 week after the Eagles season finally ends. Now, if things go well, season could go 6 more weeks.
Yeah.
Season doesn't go well, we could have the end of the Eagles Insider of the Year in a month. You know, we have 3 games left.
And there's been a lot of recent inside info finally getting thrown out there.
There is. So here we go. The top five, the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Number five, John Clark, NBC Sports Philly. Now, you might say, what story has John Clark broken? The answer is none. But we can see by John Clark's tweets that somebody from NovaCare is communicating with him.
Yes.
Because if you're looking for a brighter side of anything that happens with the Eagles, John Clark will absolutely post that. So I think it's possible that John Clark might not have the biggest worm, but he has the most effective worm.
Wow.
I think.
Well, he's there to almost be the worm.
Right, right.
Whenever they're like, all right, he's going to deliver for
yeah.
us.
So,
it's like the mailman.
He hasn't broken any stories, but we do know that he has some sort of inside contact based on his tweets. Mm-hmm. He is number five. Number four, consistent. Just sort of working through the season. Has had a few scoops this year. Nothing this week, but Tim McManus. Coming in at number three, Jay Glazer.
Little low for Jay.
You think?
Yeah, I think the committee might be off here. I mean, he had a couple scoops over the weekend.
Well, he had the the Brandon Graham and Big Dom going to Jalen Hurts' house and telling him to be nicer to his teammates.
BG said that was a lie.
Which we hadn't even really gotten into. And now BG said it was a lie. I don't even know if we even need to get into it.
Well, what
was a report?
It was a report. I mean, Jay Glazer is
connected
and reliable. Now that I'm not saying that BG's not being honest, but I need to know where the disconnect there is, because I don't think Jay Glazer is going, you know, willy nilly on TV saying what he knows.
Well, I agree. Maybe it was just Big Dom that went.
Possible.
Like, I don't know. Maybe BG's saying, I didn't go over there.
I didn't go.
Yeah.
Maybe Big Dom didn't go. Maybe it was just BG.
Jay Glazer also.
Maybe Big Dom didn't go.
Yeah.
Also, the report Jay Glazer had over the weekend about the team meeting, how
they shook hands in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Now, that was denied as well.
That was also denied.
Yeah. Well, listen, they can deny all they want. Something happened. And they can just say deny, whatever. I mean, it's clear something at least is out there.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, no one denied what BG said last week.
No one.
That is a good point. Yeah, it's a hard one to deny.
That is a good point.
It may have said he misspoke or he shouldn't have said it or whatever. But
it didn't say it was wrong.
It didn't say it was a lie. I know that.
Number two, Elliot Shore Parks.
Well, what did Elliot do?
He just stays at two. He was two last week. You know, he's, I don't know.
For some reason, he's been bumped down in the question asking order.
Well, do you think that is why he's been so wormy over the last week?
Trying to get back into good graces.
He's been the most positive Eagles guy there is. I mean, I think he's been.
Last week?
Yeah, he's more positive than you.
It's uncomfortable.
Yes. I don't even know how to talk to him anymore.
It does feel like they've let off with Rube the last couple of press conferences.
They have.
Hey, Rube calling me a homer.
Yeah. Come on, Rube. What was his question today?
No, it was on it was on a player. It wasn't on anything that everybody's talking about.
Well,
right,
Monday
now.
It was Slay.
Oh, it was
Slay was on Monday.
No, it was Huff.
Oh,
he brought up Bryce Huff, didn't he?
Something like that.
Because I think that was the first question.
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
It was it was a nondescript.
Yeah. Okay. It was yes.
Yes.
You're like, where'd that questioning come
from? Number two is Elliot, who is warming it up. But let me just say this, Elliot. I know you're confident that you're at two. You're a far cry from number one right now.
Wow.
You're number two, because right now there's number one and everybody else.
Number one.
It's still Brandon Graham.
Sure, he loves that.
Look, BG had this story last week and then says that Jay Glazer is lying about his story. Also, insider information. So I don't think he's going to win the award, but this is a nice little run from BG.
Do you think he's going to accept the award at the end of this?
Do you think the Eagles are happy he's number one insider of the year?
I don't think so.
I don't think BG wants to be the number one insider right now either.
No, I don't think so either.
Well, I don't think
he needs this to go away.
If he doesn't play next year, he needs another career. He could just morph right into insider. Can you imagine starting off as an insider after winning Eagles Insider of the Year? What an effective first year that would be for him. So there you go. Number five, John Clark. And you're not staying there, John. I just wanted you to know you're on the list so I could mention that. Number four, Tim McManus. Number three, Jay Glazer. Number two, Elliot Shore Parks, but he's on worm watch. And number one is Brandon Graham. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Diamond studs, necklaces, engagement rings. Mark's Jewelers has you covered for the holidays. Finish your holiday shopping today at Mark's Jewelers. Which one do I want to do? All right. Do you still want Saquon and the Eagles to go for Eric Dickerson's rushing record, or is it time to scale it back? 52% say time to scale it back.
And factor in he missed practice today.
He did miss practice. You are a fraud, man. 215-592-9494. OK, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, OK?
What it do, fellas? How's it going? Ike, Hater Jack, Mike with the New York Worm still in him.
Wow, he's coming out firing now.
It's about time.
What'd it do, Andrew?
What'd it do, Andrew?
I'm just going to say, Ike, you and I, man, we agree on a lot of things. Haven't hated on the Birds for a while. I mean, we're confident in our team. We don't pick against our team.
Never.
We don't hate on the callers. I mean, it's a family, man. We could argue, but you can't be hating. But we're a family, so all the family's going to be on the bus to New Orleans, obviously, you know.
Minus me. minus me.
Yeah, Ike has been resolute in not going on the bus.
No offense, well, I'll meet y'all down there.
You might not be on the bus. You could get some. You get like a trailer behind us. We'll pull you there.
Okay.
But man, there's been some players being slept out on our team, and I know I mentioned it the other day. But Milton Williams, man, I mean, he might be like him and Jalen Carter. I know Jordan Davis is there, but he and Jalen Carter have been holding it down all season. Jalen Carter's eating up guards and centers, and Milton Williams is 1-on-1. He has 5 sacks. Second best pass rushing D tackle in the league. I mean, he's something special. And Nolan Smith, he's having his coming out year this year. And I think Howie actually needs to be appreciated as well. I mean, he put this team together. Not a lot of people talk about him. A lot of people hate on him. There was a caller yesterday hating on Nick, Jalen, and Howie. Might have been Mad Mike. I don't know. But, like, come on, man.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it was Mad Mike.
Yeah,
Howie did a good job this year. Absolutely.
And, I mean, it's just got to be more awareness, you know? This team's special. I'm feeling soupy. And one more thing. Hey, there's a playoff game on Saturday. You know, Homer I am for that team out in State College. You got to be cheering for the Big Ten at some point.
No doubt about it. No doubt. I got Penn State this weekend. Sorry, Justin. I'm rolling with Ohio State this weekend.
Who does Penn State play? Oregon?
SMU.
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 And I'm rolling with the Hoosiers to take down the Fighting Irish.
Hey, we got a good shot of getting 2 chips.
All right. Okay. When did you graduate?
This year.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely fresh. He's still fresh, yeah.
I'll let you have it. Now, let me ask you this, Andrew, just coming off of your graduation, when all of the, you know, old alumni would come back to Penn State and make pretend they still went to college once a year, how did you feel about them when you saw them in the campus bars?
I mean, the line's double, dude, and the bar's double. Like, dude, it's supposed to be, like, for the kids, you know, shout out Thon, I danced 2 years ago, so... pretty fun, but dude, they take up a lot of the crowd. They're good at the football games. They make noise, but they crowd the bars a little bit. The lines are astronomical on game weekends.
Yeah, get out.
Are they actually going to the bars?
Oh, dude, they do.
Yeah.
They relive their college stuff. It's like grow up.
But I'm not going to lie.
Watch Netflix.
I might be doing the same thing one time a year, 2 times a year, so.
Okay. Well, still okay for you. You're still fresh out of school.
Couple years. You know what? I'll even give you to 30. I'll give you to 30.
Right.
But past 30, you got to give it up and let the kids have their day. It's not your bar anymore.
Yeah, I can't be in the bar with the kids on a college campus.
Oh, just talking, just close talking with hot breath to some college girl talking about how you used to run this place. Get out of here, man. Have a little shame on you. Have a little self-respect. Okay, do you want to give us your movie franchise, your favorite movie franchise?
I mean, it's definitely already taken, but mine's got to be hands down Marvel or Harry Potter. We're back over if it's taken, but
yeah, Harry Potter works for you.
Yeah, Harry Potter. Marvel was already taken. Harry Potter. It's a good one. I'm 8 years old. Harry Potter. Yeah,
I was never in on Harry Potter either.
Nah, it's the same as Lord of the Rings. It's the Dungeons and Dragons stuff.
It's too much.
Swords and dragons or whatever.
Yeah, it's too scary for me.
What's the name of the thing that the movie? I mean, the TV series that everybody watched.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Same stuff.
Yeah,
all the same stuff. Ooh, I'm a wizard. Ooh.
Yeah, not in on that either.
Yeah, you guys got to live a little bit.
Oh, look at the dwarf and the wizard.
By the way, real quick, going back to the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yes.
I figured out what the Rube question is today.
What was it?
So Rube asked about Nussmeier.
That's what it was, yes.
And he led off the Jalen press conference asking about Nussmeier, which means there's a story coming, something about Nussmeier.
Well, he's got to do his job. You guys are being too hard on Rube.
No, never.
Okay. Now,
well, I'll also tell you that Jalen confirmed or...
Yes, we have that audio.
Oh, you got the audio. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right, so the story was Jay Glazer said...
Let Jack do his job.
My bad. So Jay Glazer said that during the bye week, Big Dom and Brandon Graham went to Jalen Hurts's house to tell him that he should be more communicative with his teammates.
Communicative.
And he
That's
said
Syracuse education right there.
Yeah. And Jay Glazer gave credit to Hurts, who, you know, was receptive. Mm. Then today, that video was posted online somewhere, and Brandon Graham posted that it was a lie. And then today, Jalen Hurts was asked about it. Now, give Elliot, Elliot asked a tough question there.
Yeah.
That was Elliot right there.
Yeah.
Not true, he says.
Not true. Wow.
I need a response from
Jay Glazer.
I was going
to say, was there a follow-up after that? Or they just dropped it after that?
Yeah, they moved on.
Okay.
Wow. We need a response from Jay Glazer.
Yeah, how does Jay respond to that? How does he respond without...
He's got to say, I trust my sources
right,
on this
Right, that's
one.
What he's going to say.
That's
yeah,
what he's got to say.
Sources,
I trust my sources on this. I don't want to get into a back and forth with Jalen Hurts, but I trust my sources on this one. That's what he's got to say.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just... Now I'm thinking back to what Jay Glazer said. Oh, you know what it is? It's the whole idea that Jalen wasn't connected with the players.
With the players.
That's what it is.
Yes.
I'm like, why does it seem such a bad thing?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, nobody had any problem with saying that Jalen and Nick Sirianni talked during the bye week 3 times a day and FaceTime and all of that. Nobody denied that when that report came out.
Yeah, but when that report came out, it came out and it was framed as if Jalen wanted to do this. That
right.
This was part that he wanted to. This was framed.
I agree.
As it the framing's completely different.
I agree. It makes it look like Jalen had to be coerced or what have you, convinced that this is something he needed to do. Now, I will give Jay Glazer this. He followed. He didn't paint it as a negative thing for Jalen.
He gave Jalen credit the entire time.
Yes, and he gave Jalen a lot of credit in that situation. But I guess the way Jalen answered that, he's irritated by it.
Well, can you imagine you're Jalen and you look at your phone and you're like,
what is this?
Brandon Graham again?
Right.
And BG didn't even do it.
And that's why BG had to hurry up and jump in there like, hey, man.
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Or it certainly didn't come from me. Well, because you know the first things people are going to want to know
is
where it
came
come
from. Brandon.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
The real Rios. There he is. Yes. What's up, Rios?
The real. What happened? There's a fake Rios or something?
Man, I'm telling you, man. See, I mean, listen, I think imitation is a form of flattery, right? So, you know, someone else trying to do what you do that comes naturally as you get us ready on Fridays. I turn on the radio and I hear somebody else trying to do that. And I'm like, that's Rios' thing. Like, that's not your thing.
If you're talking about Chris Middleton, you know what I'm saying? You know,
where
anybody does anything like, yeah, I mean, I love it. He's an Army brother, so, yeah. You know,
okay, well, there you go. Oh, see, I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. He's a veteran. He's an Army cat. When we first talked, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He broke some stuff down, so I already knew, like, all right, bet. He's a veteran. Cool dude, but anybody doing something, you know what I mean? I don't get into all that, because...
Yeah, way to be humble, Rios.
That's what
we're doing.
I know who I am, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
People know me.
Yes, sir.
But anyway...
And you're the originator.
Say again?
I said you are the originator.
Roger that. Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all saying that. But let me start out real quick. I done it last year, but shout out to my daughter. Her birthday's today. Her name is Jocelyn, but I call her Shapoopy. That's her nickname that I give her.
How old is she?
How old is she?
She's six.
Oh,
she's
six. We met your daughter. I met your daughter, yes. Yes.
Yeah, you met my daughter.
Very pretty, yes.
You know, definitely... really hates the Cowboys because she see anybody with Cowboy stuff on. It could be just Cowboy boots, and she'd be like, ooh, ew, or whatever. So how she is definitely amazing. But anyway, I heard y'all talking a little Love and Hip Hop stuff that's going on in the Eagles still. It drives me crazy, but whatever, about Big Dom or whatever. Now people's about to make a reality show out of this stuff, man. It drives me crazy, man. But anyway, look, man, so I consider, gentlemen, y'all, I consider y'all family. I consider y'all friends,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been listening a little bit. So let me just go with Spike,
mm-hmm.
my and we around the same age, and Jack, who's my young bull. Let me just say this, man. You, as being family and friends with me, y'all have to just stop clinching y'all rear ends right now. Stop clenching it. You know what I mean? And this is what I'm saying. Look, check this out, right?
Unclench your butt cheeks.
Unclench it. There is no guarantees of anything. But I'm going to tell you this. One thing about things in life is like a quote from Muhammad Ali, a man never amounts to anything who doesn't take any risk. Now, with this situation with Saquon Barkley, you know what I mean? I leave it up to definitely him and that offensive line. And even if whatever they were to say, whatever, I know, number one, offensive linemen don't get no credits like that. This is something that they definitely want. And I know Saquon Barkley wants this. I'll put myself in position as if I was his father. If I was actually his father, and hey, yo, son, you go and get that record. You go and get that damn record because that's what you want. We got no regrets. We got to stop worried about this is football. People going to get banged up or whatever. But let me tell you something about this. Since I box and play football, and Ike, I know you know. Mm-hmm. You know, you could truck somebody. Like if I'm on offense and I play offense, I truck somebody or if I tackle somebody. Sometimes you'll get that pain. But let me tell you this. When you put that pain on them, that brings you to alive. That brings you alive. Let me tell you something. When I box, sometimes I start off slow. And once I let that guy get that good hit on me, oh, my God, that turns me on. It's over. It's over. So this guy probably got something with that. Remember, 2017. I don't want to hear all the excuses people keep saying now. Oh, Detroit's losing people. How many number ones did we lose in 2017 and still bust ass and won the Super Bowl? So 2017 doesn't give me a way of thinking where it's like, yo, I got to worry about nothing. Nah, don't get this. Nah, you play this, man. We could do history right now. We leave it with him. Look, let me tell you something. There's no breaks. There's no breaks. He's a leader on the team. And you know what? It's like in combat. It's like in anything. Man, them soldiers love seeing the leader like, hell with this. I ain't going to sit back. I'm going to get dirty with y'all. And he's getting dirty, huh? He's getting dirty. Let him get dirty. Let him get it. Let the city get it. There's no guarantees or none. But we get this, this is going to amount. Look, check it out. Y'all got to remember. These cats, this past Sunday, just showed nobody's disrespecting us. Nobody's coming to our home. Nobody's messing with our brothers. Nobody's messing with us. And we know what? We're going to get this man his rushing record for the team and everything. Don't nobody bleed with us, gentlemen. So, yo, I know, Spike. Hey, Jack, I don't. I already know. I ain't got to speak. I know when you see Quinion winning there, that y'all won. Yo, if y'all could have went to the bar and got into a fight, y'all would want to get into a fight. Because that's the thing. Fighting's fun. It's fun.
All right.
It's fun. No matter what the outcome is, man. Wow. I enjoy all of it. But let's understand this. No more clinching. This man deserves it.
Unwound your butt cheeks.
The offensive line deserves it. We ain't nothing happening. Ain't nothing happening. We going to win regardless. Let them get that. Well, come on, man. I love y'all, man. Y'all take care.
All right, Rios.
I'll see you, Rios.
Talk to you Friday.
Now, did Rios say that he gets turned on when somebody gets hit hard?
When he gets hit hard. Yeah.
When he gets hit hard.
Do you think Elliot experiences the same thing at his boxing class?
That reminds me, did... Have you ever, I don't know if he said it on the air here, but he did say it on the air when he did the show with Artie. John Ritchie said that when he was young, how do I say this?
Uh-oh.
When he would get angry, he would get excited.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah, so he would get anger that.
Oh, yeah, I wish you hadn't said that. Yeah. This is really...
Now, and if John Hunter said that on the radio, he did say it on the radio on Artie's show.
On this radio or on the Artie show?
He said it on the Artie show.
Well, it's a little different.
It is a little different.
What was it? But it was on the radio. I'm just saying.
He's saying it's public knowledge.
It was public knowledge. I'm not taking, it's not like John pulled me into a small meeting room here and was like, hey, by the way, when I was like 12, I would get angered.
Do you think,
yeah.
Do you think the cameras experienced something similar?
We haven't even gotten to 5 o'clock yet.
But you guys don't understand how small it is.
Who would know is the question if Joe did. What do we have with the top 5 at 5 coming up next?
Poor John Ritchie.
Man, that's a tough one. So yesterday we were talking about Elliot, right? Mm-hmm. And how he thinks he looks like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
So it got me thinking about other WIP staff members.
And who they look like. Oh, that's going to be a good one. Oh, no.
What?
Nobody knows where he's going with this.
Right, right. Well, I think it's pretty straightforward. You'll be happy, I promise. This is not an attack on Ike.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's a positive one for Ike.
Okay. All right, good. All right, that's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We let this dude just run roughshod through here, man.
Yeah. Well, your host just brought up John Ritchie and his anger.
What do you mean, my host?
Well,
this is your host, too.
No, I know. But, like, listen, he was bringing up something that I didn't bring up. Now I'm getting lumped into it. Saying I take the show and turn it into something
else. I'm just saying. All right, here we go.
All right.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in Philly. How about that transition? Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really do start to add up. But this season of giving, Verizon's offering a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring home your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, at Verizon, you can save. How about gifts for a third cousin? Who's buying gifts for a third cousin? I'm not wasting money on that. But a single line with Verizon, it's not so steep. How about hosting the holiday get-together? That's a tough one. But a line with Verizon, that's something to celebrate. How about that real Christmas tree that Baldy and Jack like so much? We know that can be pricey. But a single line with Verizon is less pricey. Even a trip to the Philly Holiday Market will cost you more, but with Verizon, you can switch and bring in your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.